This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Russia and Turkey strike an accord sealing their power in northeast Syria. AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains how it came about.
In the wake of President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, Russia and Turkey have announced an agreement to jointly patrol nearly the entire northeastern Syrian border. The announcement came after 6 hours of talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the Black Sea resort of Sochi. The agreement calls for Kurdish fighters to be given 150 hours to pull back 20 miles from the border. That makes the deadline 6 p.m. next Tuesday. Meantime, in another twist to the chaotic situation, Iraq said Tuesday the U.S. troops withdrawn from Syria do not have permission to stay on its territory. I'm Mike Gracia.
The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine told congressional officials that he was told the White House would only free military aid to Ukraine if it publicly promised to investigate Democrats and the Bidens. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
William Taylor gave lawmakers a private deposition in which he described President Trump's demand that everything being sought by Ukraine's president, including military aid to fight Russia, hinged on Vladimir Zelensky promising to investigate the Biden family and the Democratic campaign going back to 2016. The Associated Press obtained a copy of his statement in which Taylor also discussed an irregular back channel led by President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, that was driving U.S. policy with Ukraine. Nevada Congresswoman Dina Titus says it's pretty clear there was a quid pro quo for U.S. aid. The White House says Taylor's account is based on triple hearsay and says the president did nothing wrong. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And for details on much more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, and more news coming right now. Meantime, President Trump triggered outrage Tuesday by comparing the Democrat-led impeach inquiry to a lynching. AP correspondent Shedley Adler picks up the story.
I wish I could say we were shocked.
Leisha Brooks, the outreach director with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
The president often uses inflammatory words to describe the troubles that he finds himself in, but this is particularly offensive.
To the White House and another interpretation with spokesman Hogan Gidley.
He's not comparing himself to those dark times. Let's be very clear about what he's doing. He is receiving zero due process from Democrats on the Hill. That's what he's talking about. It's very clear.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
British lawmakers rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's call to speed up approval of his plan to divorce the country from the European Union by the end of October. The House of Commons adopted Johnson's withdrawal agreement bill, but lawmakers then turned back his bid to give final approval to the measure within 3 days.
Mr. Speaker, I must express my disappointment that the House has again voted for delay, rather than a timetable that would have guaranteed that the UK would be in a position to leave the EU on October the 31st with a deal.
After the vote, Johnson said he would pause this legislation and consult with EU leaders about a further Brexit delay, while still contending Britain should leave the bloc as scheduled on October 31st. Here in the U.S., around 500,000 residents of Northern California could have their electric service suspended as early as Wednesday, as the state's largest power company considers cutting power in an attempt to prevent wildfires. The warning from Pacific Gas and Electric comes just 2 weeks after the utility cut power to 2 million people, many for several days. PG&E has been using blackouts as a preventive measure ever since its power lines were blamed for setting up fires in Northern California nearly a year ago that killed 86 people. Violent riots and protests continued for a fifth straight day in Chile, Tuesday prompting the government to extend a curfew imposed over more than half the country. The government said at least 15 people have died in clashes between protesters and those responsible for law enforcement. The protest that began last week over an increase in subway fares in Santiago grew across the nation, inflamed by the frustration of ordinary Chileans who feel they have been left out of the prosperity of Latin America's wealthiest country. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.